have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host, KBKM.
Much pain, doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new.
Michelle Y. Wright. thank you, thank you for joining us on today. We're so excited about you being with us. Thank you for being with us on the Just For You podcast. And we're looking forward to God doing some amazing things. We want to send a shout out to our very own Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson of the Lation family. We're excited, excited, excited that she's with us on today. And we want to say a very big hello to you, the listening audience. We're excited that you could be with us on today. Well, listen, this is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he woke us up another day. He started us on our way. He's given us health and strength, and for that, we can be thankful. I know the sun is shining bright here in St. Louis, and that's a good thing because that means his love, his grace, and his mercy is all over us. But not just the believers. The sun is shining on the just as well as the unjust, and for that, we can give God praise. Why are we giving him praise? Because he loves us all enough to allow the sun to shine. And I'm glad about it. Amen. Well, thank you and welcome again to the Just For You podcast. I honor you on today. I like to give honor to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. And then I want you to know that we have wonderful guests with us on today. We have Dr. Marty K. Casey, who will be joining us later, as well as Mr. Terry Wilson. We're so excited to speak with both of them. As you all know, the community is near and dear to my heart, and I want to share some exciting news with you, the listeners, on today. We want to give the Most High praise and glory to God, who's made all things possible. Listen, this podcast would not be a podcast without him creating Kimmy Robinson, giving her the vision, giving her the understanding of what to do and how to do, all of us that are on board in the Elation family, and thanking him for every gift and talent he's given us all. That includes me and you. Before we begin, I just want you to know, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As you know, we have our opening, and then afterwards, we're going to have this word of prayer because we can't make it without God. Will you take this moment with me to pray that he may come in and do exactly what he would like to do as we go forth in our exhortation? Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We hallow your name. There is none greater than you. You are majestic. You are holy. You are great. You are everything we need and more. And for that, we say thank you for waking us up, starting us on our way, giving us strength and be able to do all that we're doing. We ask that you come into this podcast. We ask that you bless our Elation family. Bless Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Bless our guests on today, Dr. Marty K. Casey and our brother Terry Wilson. Bless them both, oh God, as they go forth in the work that they are called to do. We ask that you give them extreme favor, that you will bless their families. And we say thank you, oh God. Bless every listener that takes the time every week or comes on as you would allow them for them to hear an exhortation and the guest and the work that is being presented here today. We say thank you, God. We don't take it lightly. We know it's by your doing, and we give you all the glory for it. I ask, oh God, not only come into this podcast, touch a heart, touch a mind to serve you in the way you would want them to serve you. Maybe somebody will listen in today, hearing the stories of our guests, and want to give more service to you. Perhaps they want to give their life to you because they recognize they need something more than they've not had in a long time. Have your divine way. Bless my home. Bless my marriage. Bless my life in you, oh God. We submit it all to you and ask that you have your divine will and way. Hear all unspoken requests. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so very much for praying with me. And I want to share with you on today, our topic for today's exhortation is the time is now. I want to repeat that for those of you that are listening in. This is a right now word that God is dropping in our spirits for us to understand timing. I don't know about you, but timing is important. Why? Because we need God to do all that we have to do. And for those of us that are believers, we understand how important timing is. Grab your Bibles. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. You know we move swiftly, but we want to give you practical understanding to be able to sustain in life. What good is it to be a believer and not have all the tools you need to make it on your journey? That's like going somewhere and not having your shoes, going somewhere and not having direction. Without what you need, it's difficult. And we want to make sure we do all we can that we can grow and develop. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6 says this, beginning with the first verse. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Start right there. You want to make sure that the grace of God is received in humbleness and graciousness of which he's given us. 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in times accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. What does it mean to be secured? It means to be aided. It means to be relieved. All right? Giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed. 4, but in our approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in strife, in imprisonment, in tumult, in labors, in watching, in fastings. These things are important, hallelujah, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. May I stop there for a moment? I know you say, oh, I heard the word minister. Well, yes, this applies to all of us that are believers and all of us who serve. Why? What is the meaning of the word minister? The word minister simply means to serve. Are you serving someone today? Are you moving by the power of God? Are you allowing him to use your gifts? Are you allowing him to use your mind? There is a way to do these things, and it is said it in this scripture. It says, but in all things, approving ourselves as servants of God, ministers of God, in much patience and afflictions. Come on. That means when you feel good and when you don't. Hallelujah. In necessities, when you have money or you don't. Hallelujah. When you're pressing for something and you are in need of something or you don't have it. In distresses, when life is throwing the kitchen sink at you and you still don't know what to do, you still have an obligation. In strife, in imprisonment. poisonous. How many people have gone to jail for civil righteousness, for being able to do something, and injustice, went and stood before magistrates for the kingdom's purpose. They would not take down. They would not give in. Why? Because they had a work to do as servants, in labors, in watching. Are you watching and fasting? Are you just fasting? Some of us say, oh, this is the season. We're going to put away some things. We're going to fast. We're going to do things this way. But at the end of the day, in your fastings, are you giving up something that matters to God? Are you giving up something that is going to severely change your life? Or are we just going through the motions? Let's keep going. The word of God goes on to say, by pureness, by knowledge. What knowledge are we needing? Not only book knowledge, but spiritual knowledge to walk in this spiritual life to obtain the things he wants us to have. By long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. What is love unfeigned? Unconditional love. It's that love that when you see your enemy, you can stand before them and you can still have a heart of righteousness. You can still understand that in that lifestyle that they need God. There's something that is needed that someone would intentionally hurt someone else. That's love done thing. That's that type of love that, hey, you still need a meal? Let me make sure if I'm in the midst, I can get it for you. Not because you did me wrong and it's a measure of a slap in your face, but how about it's just love unfeigned? It's about I see the need. Are there any community leaders, anybody serving your community, serving in your church? How about this, serving in your home, that you can truly say it is love unfeigned? Why? Because difficulties are going to arise. How do we handle it? Let's keep moving. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, as behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many, y'all better hear this, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. You are not straightening us, but ye are straightened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with the infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, we live in a world with people of all cultures, all backgrounds, different socio-ethnic backgrounds. What is important to understand in this passage is to shine your light, to let your light so shine with love amongst all people that God can be glorified with what he's giving you. In other words, there's an humbleness to us to serve. You can be rich, but you cannot have a dime. You better hear me. Your bank can be overflowing, but if your heart is raggedy, you're not rich at all. We want to make sure the clarity is this. When we're serving, when we're evangelizing, when we're out here amongst people for a purpose and a cause, it must be clear, and not only clear, it must have the direction of which God intends for it to be. How do we know that? There is always manifestation and fruit with the gifts God gives us for his greater good. Listen, it's not always behind the pulpit that you're going to use your gifts. It's not always in a realm where your gift is going to be used among great people or great crowds of people. I often say, going to a grocery store, something as simple as giving somebody the difference of what they needed to get their groceries is serving. How about you being able to open a door when you know you see someone's hands full that they can have and go through the door with ease, love, and fame? What about that person that has been so difficult in your life, but yet you know they need something? Sometimes it's not always needed to say it or do it where they know you're doing it as well. I believe you can bless people and they don't even have to know it's you. Then there are times God will say for you to do it where they understand it's you. Whatever the role God puts you on, remember as a servant, you are called to serve. That is, whether you are in a church, whether you're in a school, whether you're in a community, whether you're on your job, most of all in your family, we are called to serve. We are called to serve. When do we serve? The time is now. We don't want to serve tomorrow. It might be too late. We want to serve today while we have the breath in our body, while we have the blood running warm in our veins, while we have a mind to do the things that will impact others the most, that he can be glorified. And here's the other part. I wouldn't, as a believer, take all of these things he's given me and never mention his name. Come on. He deserves all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the hallelujahs to his name. I just stopped by to remind you that the work and the time is now. The work and the time is now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but right now. To hear now, to follow now, to read now, to live now, to uphold somebody now, to pray for somebody now, to serve someone right now. I believe if we do these things with the right heart and the right mind, those that don't know God will come to know him in a way they've never known him before. Why? Because they came in contact with you with love unfeigned. They came in contact with a purpose that changed their life. They came in contact with someone that allowed them to believe life is worth living and the time is now. I want you to think about the pandemic. I want you to think about the people that are in fear, the people that are hurting, the people that are broken, the people that need God, the people you're assigned to, the people that you serve. Think about them. Understand, God is moving, and he's counting on us to do our part. Next time you think about, I'll do it next week, I want you to remember, the time is now. Someone's life depends on how you execute your gift, how you show up, how you complete the assignment, whether people are looking or not. The time is now. I want to thank you for joining us for this week's exhortation. The time is now. I pray it is ministered to your heart, your mind, your spirit, that you will be uplifted and strengthened to do his will and his work even the more. And knowing that no matter where you are, he loves you and that he's waiting on you. The time is now. God bless you. Well, listen, we're ready for our guest. I'm super excited for today's guest that are on. We are often blessed with people that serve. I love connecting with people that love doing the work they're called to. See, there's one thing to do it. There's another thing to love what you do. And when you love what you do and you're gifted, it will manifest the fruit that is needed for what you're called to do. That's a key to understand if you're really called to do something. Before I bring my first guest on, I want to say this. Whatever you're called to do, it has to yield some fruit. You don't plant a garden and never see anything grow. When you plant a seed, you have to nurture it, you have to water it, you have to build on it so that it will produce what it needs to produce so the harvest can become plentiful. In your life, you have to understand it will yield a harvest or it will die and bear nothing. Please remember, it will yield a harvest. It will die and yield nothing. You are a gift. And your gift will be shown whether you use it willingly or not. So I want you to be encouraged today with today's gift. They are servants. They have a heart for what they do, who they serve. Our first guest today is Dr. Marti K. Casey. She is a very well-renowned activist, and she is the owner of Ungun Institute, LLC. I've known Dr. Marti for some time now, and I know her to be a woman of integrity, determination. I'd like to present to some and introduce to others none other than Dr. Marti K. Casey. How are you on today, Dr. Casey?
I am wonderful, and I am truly blessed after hearing you speak and preach today, Pastor Michelle Wright. You have blessed my soul. So thank you so much for the invite, because I truly believe this message was truly tailored just for me. The time is now. I think we need T-shirts going out everywhere. The time is now.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on today. Well, listen, we brought you on because there's so many different works that you do. So for those that don't know you and those who they may be outside of the St. Louis area, but you're all over, would you express who you are? And we're going to talk about the work that you do.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Well, my name is Dr. Marti K. Casey, and I am an activist. I'm a professional actress and an activist. I'd like to say that I chose to become an actress. That was just kind of like in my DNA, a way of coping, growing up and entertaining myself and as a child. But I was chosen to become an activist coming from the St. Louis area. So when the unrest of Ferguson took place, I felt like, you know, it was just my natural responsibility to step outside and be boots on the ground and do whatever was necessary to offer a hand to my community. You know, one of the things you also stated is that we've been called to serve, and I believe that part of my mission and my service is using my arts and my talents and gifts to interact with the community and be a voice for the community and build a stage to do that. And one of the, you know, I also have a business called Ungun. You mentioned that.
Yes.
Ungun Institute, LLC. The process Ungun is what God has allowed me to create, and it's a transformational process that helps clients elevate emotionally, some stuff, hurt, and pain mm-hmm. caused by trauma. And I am truly someone, unfortunately, that has experienced a lot of trauma in my life. And upon realizing, you know, what I needed and seeing that this is not just a cultural thing. Trauma has no race, face, or place. It shows up with anybody at any time. But I can say culturally, African Americans, we have suffered from trauma for a very long time on this soil. So I think it's important to have a process that can reach beyond what may even be available to us. I'm a really big advocate for mental health, good mental health. We all have mental health, but where you fall on the spectrum is another thing. So if you're struggling in any kind of way, we want to be able to help you in however we can. So that's a big part of what I do on a daily.
Well, you know what? I am excited because there's so much to your story. You said something about trauma, and you said it as it can affect any culture. But listen, I want to know, is it ageless? Can anybody be traumatized? Is it a certain age range for trauma, Dr. Marty K. Casey?
Absolutely not. At any age, anytime, even, you know, there are babies that are even born into trauma where their mother has been distressed. And unfortunately, there are situations where maybe the baby didn't survive or the mother didn't survive. And we see that, you know, culturally more so with us than anyone else. So, you know, trauma can start from birth mm-hmm. all the way to any age when God decides to call you home, because however, you know, that even happens or what have you, or, you know, it could be even the result of trauma. So, you know, we have to be prepared for that. I do not claim that anything that we do at Ungun Institute will prevent trauma, but I'm hoping that if and when trauma hits you, you are prepared through what we have offered you through Ungun to, you know, be able to service yourself emotionally better. And that is, I mean, that's really all that we can ask for. The best way to put it is like I'll give you a prime example, a funny little example that I use often. When I started to learn how to drive, my great-grandfather actually taught me. And one of the things that he said to me, and he was from the country or what have you, so I'm going to use his voice because that's just the actress in me. And he said, now listen here, when you drive and it's raining and you hit a puddle, you know, that could cause the tires to kind of spin out of control. And so when the car starts turning, I want you to turn with it. You turn the same way that the cars turn. You turn with it. You don't turn against it. Because when you turn against it, that'll spin you out of control. And then that could cause major harm to yourself or other drivers on the street. But if you turn with it, turn into the situation, then you will straighten up automatically. So I want you to look at Ungun as being a tool that you will be able to mentally recall in that moment when the car is going out of control. Look at the car as being your mind, body, and spirit. When something hits, right, you done slid on this puddle and you spinning out of control, you got to turn with it. You got to turn with it. So giving you those tools and techniques and Ungun can help you to ensure that you still may have a crash, huh? Okay, but you will survive it. It won't be fatal.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, I want to take a moment. I thank you so much for clearing that up, and we're going to get into why I asked that question. But before I do, I want to just make some mentions here of you. I want to congratulate you that you were the recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award signed in 2021 by President Biden. I also want to acknowledge that in March of 2022, you received the highest award given by the Black Caucus of St. Louis City, the Board of Aldermen resolution. We congratulate you on those fine works, and I know that's just a snippet of your worldwide work you do, because we know that you're a worldwide peace ambassador, and so you travel and you do so many things, not just in our city of St. Louis, but you are taken across the country and now into the world realm, worldwide, amen, for the work that you are doing. So we appreciate the fruit that we're seeing and the life God is giving you. that you are able to complete this work. Now, the reason why I asked about age is because the people that you serve are of all ages. I want to start with a little snippet of something I saw on Instagram, which was for one of the major reasons you started talking about when Ferguson happened, the Ferguson unrest. But I heard a little snippet of a beautiful it was just beautiful testimony of a St. Louis City police officer who gave the importance of your program called Ungun. And it blessed me because, as we know, the police officers that we see, the things we are visually aware of on television, are always of the negative content. But here we see a police officer who is willing to expose the fact that trauma was involved in his life. But better yet, not only did he expose the trauma, he was willing to talk about how he was able to receive help. I honor you for that promotion because I believe instead of us seeing the negativity we see in the world, we need to see more stories that talk about how trauma can be healed. So when I ask the question about age, I recognize there are all age groups that you serve. So would you just piggyback on that and tell me about the range of people that you serve with the Ungun Institute, that others will be aware it's not just for adults. This is also for children. And we know we have some exclusive information that you're going to share with the Just For You audience. So thank you. Would you please address the age group that you serve?
Well, yes. Well, first, let me just go back a little bit. When you were running off the awards, I have to say, on this platform right here, the biggest award that I have received is the award from Elation. And I want to send a shout out to Dr. Kitty Robinson and all of the Elation family for acknowledging me years ago for that award. And because I don't care if somebody give me a certificate wrapped up in bubble gum, honey. I put it all on my wall. I'm excited about it. So, because to God be the glory, anytime someone take the time out to acknowledge what you are doing and who you are and the value of what you're trying to bring to the table, it really means something. And that is going to transition me into speaking about what you just asked, the range of the people that I serve. Who am I to determine who I should serve? My job, when I said yes to God, was to serve whoever he puts before me. That's part of my mission. So if he sends me a 2-year-old baby, then I'm going to serve that baby. If he sends me a 92-year-old man, I'm going to serve that man to the best of my ability. And what I love about what God has shown me to do is that the way that Ungun is even structured is that it's an umbrella. And if you remember how the pegs are on the umbrella, what have you, each of those pegs represents someone that's on my team. I may be the cover of the umbrella, but each of those pegs is someone on my team that can provide more service in ways that I cannot. And each of those pegs are different. So when I look at that, it allows us to partner with, to build relationship and communication with so many wonderful organizations and individuals out here that's doing the work for the greater of the good, which is healing our world. You know, we all praying for peace on earth, but as I say all the time, sitting on a global stage, is that as we're praying for peace on earth, you first have to stop and say, where's the peace at in your nation? And then where is the peace at in your state? And where is it at in your community? And where is it at in your home? And then lastly, I want you to ask, where is the peace at in you? So rather than start high, I want you to start low. I want you to start with you and build your way up. Because if you are looking for peace, you have to start that journey from within. See, too many times we put the emphasis on what's happening on the outside of us, things that we cannot change. I really can't expect the world to be what I want it to be. See, as a world leader, I am not here to change the world. My job is to change me, to be the best me inside of the world, and the world will automatically change itself. That's what we're seeing right now. See, we might have started off as cavemen and women, but look how progressive we are today. But the world is still the same. The trees are still the trees. The bees are still the bees, and the birds are still the birds. We're the ones that keep altering and changing. And whoever we have become today, if that's not working, if we still at war today with one another, if we still have racial tension going on with each other and destruction and pandemics and suicide, then we need to stop and say, what are we doing starting with me? And so that is how ungunned, when you say range, that's the range. See, I'm not just looking at the range of people. I'm looking at the range in terms of reach. It starts with you, and it must reach all the way up globally. And
my
any
God.
Work that we're doing globally, and we're not making sure that it reaches back down to the individual, then we're not doing effective work. Any work that we're doing, and we're looking at it as an individual, if we're not considering everyone globally, we're not doing effective work. See, Russia and Ukraine are not just at war because trauma is transferable. Anything that's going on in Russia and Ukraine that's not right, not of God, is going to affect us. So we must be just as intentional, just as situational as they are, those who are actually holding the firearms in their hands right now. We are at war as well.
Because
we can't say may peace be on earth and then we don't, but we exclude ourselves when it's war. See, we still have work to do right now, because when you look at healing, you got to look at it from a collective sense. If it's a collective situation, you can't keep putting a Band-Aid on cancer. That don't work. Why would I not cast up your leg and your leg is broke? That don't work. I'm looking for your healing. The medicine must match the situation. And the effect in the infection. And so right now we are at war and we're praying for peace, but you have to start from within. Where's the peace in you? Take it off the enemy. Go inside yourself on the inner me.
Yeah.
What's going on the inner me before you look at the enemy? I call that turtle in the shell. We must be turtles in the shell right now. When a turtle is in the grass and it can sense a snake coming, it goes into its shell. Not because the turtle can't snap that snake skin. It's just a matter of fact, I don't want to be at war with you. So I will go ahead and do you and me a favor. I'll go inside my shell where it's safe. I'll let you think I'm a rock and you slither on past me. And when I know it's safe, I'll come back out and continue on my journey.
Absolutely.
We have to learn how to be turtles in the shell.
That's
so
absolutely
many of
correct.
Us are all about conflict and destruction.
Come on.
We look for that. We have games that we putting in our babies' hands and allow them to play it, but then we wondering why they go to school and they fighting and they getting suspended. Well, because of what you let them do all evening when they come home, because you don't want to sit at the table and play a game of Scrabble with them, teaching them how to spell, putting a book in their hands and inspiring them to read.
Minister, and you know what? I want to thank you because that is so important. Our family structure has been altered. And like you said, it used to be a time we come in and we tell our parents how our day was. Now kids come in and they text you. They have their phones and they're not listening effectively or showing the compassion. So the work that you do is effective. And we're very grateful for the time, the love, the passion you have for what you do. Now, I want you to share with the listening audience as we get ready to close. I want you to be able to share with the listening audience. You have some upcoming works that you're working on. You have something this weekend. We'd love for you to share that upcoming information as we prepare for Mr. Terry Wilson. I want you to please share your upcoming work. Also, we would like for you to share your good news that you wanted to share with the Just For You family and Elation family. So we're excited to hear that. Would you please share with us your upcoming work for this weekend?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to send a shout out to Mr. Terry Wilson, and I want to thank him for the work that he's doing in the community. When I think of community leaders, I cannot look at a list and not put him on it, because he is really on fire doing great things along with so many other people. But what I really think that we need to do, we need to figure out how we can build a table big enough. If we have to go and meet in Forest Park and we build a table big enough to where we all can sit at it and we begin to talk about how we see St. Louis moving forward better together. How can we do that? So I just want to throw that out there. Terry and I have talked about that before, but I'm just throwing it out as a reminder. But this weekend, I will be performing my one-woman show where I perform many different characters, my great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, brother, myself, and my daughter from when she was 12 years old. And what I'm doing, I'm trauma tracing. I'm showing through my one-woman show how the trauma has started with my great-grandmother, all moving all the way down to, let's say, even my grandson right now. And so with that being said, I don't have the big light show and all of that going on with the show. So I've turned this into an exclusive, something that I'm presenting right now. It's made up. It's called a perk shop. So you're going to get a little bit of performance from me, and then you're also going to get a little bit of a workshop in the end with the audience. After they see me perform these characters and play all of this out, and they're seeing how trauma traced and what is trickling down and how we was able to stop that trauma in my family and show up differently now. It doesn't take anything away from those my ancestors who did it before me. They worked with the tools and the access that they had, but now that we are where we are, we should have different results. And so with that being said, through this perk shop, I want to teach and remind others how we can show up and be better again, starting with ourselves, spilling out into our families, back into the community, and so on and so forth. So the first of its kind will be played out today, on Saturday at the Sheraton Hotel Ballroom in Westport. The Sheraton in Westport is the first perk shop, if you will, performance/workshop. Come on out, be a part of this. And the reason that it's called Perk Shop, because I want you to be perked up after you leave. You should be perked up and ready to go home and talk about these things at the table with your family so we can start building this village back up again, brick by brick. It's time. The time, you said it, Michelle, Pastor Michelle. The time is now. I want to thank you. I'm going to leave room for Terry to come on in here and close us out. So, sister, I love you with my whole heart, and I hope you have me back again real soon.
We will. Thank you so much, Dr. Marty K. Casey. Listen, you've just heard from Dr. Marty K. Casey, who shared an immense amount of what she does and how she does it. We're eternally grateful to God for such gifts in our land. Now we are getting our hearts and our minds prepared for Mr. Terry Wilson. He is a Jennings City Councilman. I've known Mr. Wilson for several years. I love to present to some and introduce to others, none other than Mr. Terry Wilson. How are you, Mr. Wilson?
Hey, good evening. Hey, y'all on fire today. I mean, how can I follow you setting the stage and then Dr. Marty Casey? Come on now, how you going to set me up like that?
Listen, because I know you can. You're a voice in the land. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, my God. It's been a blessing. The word has been amazing. It's been on point. It's something that I need. It was right on time. The time is now, and I am very excited. What a time to be alive, you know. We have a lot going on in our community, and we need more people to step up to be leaders. Everybody's looking around for a leader to step up, but in reality, that leader is right there in the mirror. The person that we are waiting for is right there in the mirror. And I tell that to all the young people that I encounter. The person that you're looking for is right there. Everybody has something special. Everybody has something to give. And we need to just make sure we spark a fire, light a fire in folks, and encourage people to do what they do in their lane, because if everybody stays in their lane and do their part, we can have a better community, a better world, a better neighborhood, a better everything if everybody do their part.
You're starting off talking about being on fire. That's on fire to me, because we have a passion for our community. We met many years ago, and I want to share this story because this is when I first saw you in action. Yeah. You talk about young people with a great segue with Freedom School. And we were in mm-hmm. training out of state, and it was on the Alicelli Forum. And I'm telling yeah. you, that was one of the most life-changing experiences
Absolutely.
I have ever had. And to
yeah.
see you in leadership, first of all, for those who don't know who she is, but Marion Rice Edelman, a very
yeah.
powerful advocate for children and for yeah. our culture to grow and to be educated, it was just phenomenal. And so I
yeah.
honor you, not only just because of the work that you're doing now, but what people have to understand, when it comes to community, it's not a hat you throw on and take off. You have
right.
a passion. An in-depth passion to serve others, your beautiful wife and family. It starts there, and then it spirals out, okay? And so
Absolutely.
Now you're serving youth there, and you have this passion and so many communities that you have been a part of. But here's the thing that I love the most about your humble spirit and heart. We know that when people are running for office, let's just keep it real flat out here, people feel people will say anything to get to that space. One
Absolutely.
Thing I know about you is I've seen you work with young people. I know your heart for a community. You haven't been hidden. You have mm-hmm. been vocal, and you have a very beautiful, beautiful, inspirational mentor in the person of your mom, who
yes.
you were able to see and is still actively doing great work. Let's talk yeah. about that, because
yeah.
you said something that blessed my world when I saw it, and it was a post that you made for Women's Month, and you honored
yeah.
your mom, your wife, and those that were close. And I thought, wow, how wonderful is that, that you would take the time, not that people don't do it, but because of what you're going through as far as running for an office, the work
mm-hmm.
that you do as a woman, to take
mm-hmm.
the time out to honor women, I honor you for that. And I want you to share the impact of seeing your
oh, yeah.
mom do community work, what that has
mm-hmm.
meant for you in your career and what you're doing now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So my mom is my world. She is my foundation. I mean, my mother
mm-hmm.
has been – my mother is a strong, strong woman.
Yes, she
you know,
is.
She raised us as a single parent. And, you know, she didn't complain about nothing. We never saw her struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, we thought everything was all right, you know. But growing up, my mother worked two jobs. She was a teacher. She worked at DePaul
mm-hmm.
Hospital. And she was pursuing her master's degree all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And her biggest thing was making sure that she made a better life for me and my brothers. And
mm-hmm.
She moved us out. We grew up in North St. Louis City, and she
mm-hmm.
she moved us out. She moved us out. We grew up on Birchard, right across the street from Highway
mm-hmm.
70. It's the apartment
mm-hmm.
complex, right across from Highway 70. We grew up over there. But when I turned 6 years old, we moved out to Jennings. And so
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the '80s, if you moved in Jennings, you had a good job. You know, you had a
mm-hmm.
decent job. And so she
mm-hmm.
wanted to make sure we had a home, and her biggest thing was making sure we had a safe place, make sure we had everything we needed. We didn't want for anything. But my mom, she went to school, worked two jobs, got a master's degree, then she went on to become a principal. You know, she started off in special education, and she actually started her own business. So she started her own tutoring business in the back of our house. She had about
mm-hmm.
8 clients that she used to tutor.
Mm-hmm.
And we started that out of the back of our house. And so my mom was a business owner back then as well. And so, you know, growing up, I always saw my mom involved. Like she was, and when she was involved, she wasn't just hanging out with her friends. My mom
mm-hmm.
was helping people. You know, she was always
mm-hmm.
helping people in the church. We grew up in Eastern Store,
mm-hmm.
Eastern Store Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Reverend Dr. Daniel Hughes was the pastor at the
mm-hmm.
time. And so,
yes.
and so, you know, I saw my mother not only work hard at her job. I not only saw her work hard at home, but I saw her work hard and be faithful in the church, and she was very involved. She wasn't a member that just attended. My mom was very involved, mm-hmm. and she had a passion for youth. And one thing mm-hmm. that my mom has done, she has really stuck by those students that she had an impact on in school. So a lot of students that still cling on to my mom, and, mm-hmm. you know, I admired that, you know, because mm-hmm. she had to be something special in those young folks' life in order for them to want to still be in her life when they got older and started their family and their careers and things like that. And that was one thing I just really admired about my mom. I mean, she had a way of touching people by just helping them. And not only helping them, she pushed them to be great. Mm-hmm. She didn't help them to give them a handout. She helped them so they could be sustainable adults. And so, like I said, that's one thing that, you know, I really, really admired about my mom, and I took from her. And I think I've taken the torch, and I do the same thing. You know, I mentor younger people. I mentor older mm-hmm. people. I mentor people my age. You know, you're never too old to have a mentor. And the humble elders, I really admire them because you learn from everybody. Just because you're mm-hmm. old in age don't mean you can't learn. We're life learners, and that's one thing that my mom mm-hmm. always taught me too. Always be open to learn something new because you know everything. Yeah. You may master something, but it's something that you just don't know and somebody could teach you. And that's one thing I've always been willing to learn. I've always been willing to listen. But even furthermore, I've been willing to apply all of those things. You can hear and sit in the classroom and learn and mm-hmm. watch and never apply those, and they never get applied. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing she taught me as well. She said, learn all you can, but make sure you apply it. And so wow. my mom is very special in my life. She's taught me how to treat a woman, and that's why I believe yeah. God has blessed my marriage because, you know, I went in not knowing everything, but one thing I did mm-hmm. know how to do, I knew how to be consistent, I knew how to listen, mm-hmm. and I knew how to communicate. And, you know, those are key things when you're talking about a young marriage, any marriage really, but when you're talking about young folks getting married, you have to have those mm-hmm. things in place. You got to be grounded. And so my mom she's everything to me. Like I said, she's my inspiration,
mm-hmm.
And that's my foundation. And so, you know, that's where that is, you know.
Mm-hmm. I want you to share also, because that's a beautiful tribute to your mom and your wife. And the reason why I want to make sure we had you come on is not just because you're running for an office, but who you are. You know, a lot of the essence of when we see people, whether in the political arena, if they're like Dr. Marty K. Casey, they're doing mm-hmm. something on the spectrum, we just see that person. But we understand that it comes with a lot more to the person than what we physically see. So in the work that you're talking about, you've been serving youth, you've been serving in the mm-hmm. community, you're doing things, mm-hmm. you're counseling for the city mm-hmm. of Jennings. You know, mm-hmm. it comes with responsibility. You said some words, consistency and mm-hmm. communication, and it comes with responsibility. So in that, when we're looking at leaders, talk to us about what's important when we're selecting leaders, whether it's for a political office in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the important qualities that we need to hear and look for when we're looking at having someone be a leader for us?
So that's a very, very good question. Some of the important things you need to look at a person's character. Look and see what this person was doing before they decided to run for office. If you mm-hmm. can't really see what that person was doing before they decided to run for office, then that's a red flag right there. Look, and a person's character really reflects what they were doing before they stepped up to do, you know, these leadership roles. But also see how informed this leader is, because this leader is going to be representing you. And so if this leader mm-hmm. hasn't done their homework, then you might have an issue. But then also mm-hmm. you got to look at the intentions of the leader. If when mm-hmm. you're having a conversation with someone that's running for office and all they're talking about is these grand ideas. They're not talking about, one, what they have done. Like, they can't truly point to what they have done. And that may be another red flag as well. But also, look for honesty. You know, because sometimes us as leaders, we feel like we have to have all the answers when really we don't.
Come on.
But when you have someone that acts like they have all the answers, then that's another red flag. Because I'm gonna tell you, if somebody asks me a question that I don't truly know, I'm not gonna sit up here and act like I know. I'm gonna tell you, hey, I'm not really familiar with that, but I can get back with you on that. Because I'm the type of leader that I know I'm not gonna know everything. But that's why I listen to people and I surround myself with a lot of smart people that know things that I might not know. It's important that leaders take counsel from folks that have expertise in certain areas. And then we, you know, use our judgment and then apply those things that we have learned once we got informed. So those are just a few things right there that I could just name right off the top that we need to look for when we're picking these leaders as well.
That's wonderful. You said something too that your mom said, and that is that we are lifelong learners, and that is the absolute truth. I often state that because as long as you have breath, you can learn something. You said something else, keeping yourself surrounded with other people. Our organization, United Community Services, we deal with collaborations. Why? Because of collaborating with others, you know, you're not a one-man show. In order to serve on a council, only person on the council. In order to serve in leadership, you may be in a key role, but in order to serve, you need to connect with others in the right way. Let me say that everybody feels that there is value in what is being done. So with that being said, I heard you say you guys moved from the city into the county and in your experience of being in the county, because this is an area that is so broad, you know, North County, but there are various components to the county. In your experience of being in the county, what has been some of your greatest, not only accomplishments, but what is it that you love about the county that you're serving in and living in? What do you love about the county?
So what I love really about the county is the diversity. And when I say diversity, I'm not only just talking about color, but I'm just talking about the diverse groups of people. I mean, you have all different walks of life that are out here in the county. And working with a variety of people, you get different perspectives on a lot of things, and you learn a lot from a lot of different people. And one thing, I'm not afraid to socialize. I talk to anybody because you just never know, one, who you could touch, or you never know who may touch you just by speaking to someone. And, you know, being in the county, I spend some time in the city as well. I mean, it's right across the street. But one of the biggest things that I'm most proud of and that I've accomplished is serving on the Jenny School Board. The Jenny School Board is the first elected position that I ran for and won. And one thing people don't know, when you serve on the school board, it's a volunteer position. So you don't get paid. You spend a lot of your time having an impact on the school district with your leadership, and you're basically giving your time and not being compensated for it. And so that's one of my biggest accomplishments, is when I ran for that office and I won, and when I was able to see where our district was 10 years ago, because I served 10 years on the Jenny School Board, and I hate to use this word, but I retired from the Jenny School Board last year, and I was afforded the opportunity to hire three dynamic superintendents while I was on the school board. I was able to hire Dr. Tiffany Anderson. I was able to hire Dr. Art McCoy, and just more recently, I was able to hire Dr. Paula Knight. And so all three of those leaders have been very special. But it shows that change comes at the top down. When you change leadership, you have vision at the top, you have accountability at the top. And one thing that we were able to bring to the Jenny School District was pride. You know, we brought a lot of pride to our community just with the changes that we made. We made some physical changes to buildings. We built a brand new library. We built a brand new football field. We've extended the schools. We did parking lots. You know, we just basically did a facelift of the whole school district. And so, you know, those are some of my proudest moments, seeing the change in our school district. We went from 80% graduation rate to 100% graduation rate, 100% job and college placement. You know, we've implemented clinics in the schools. You know, we put washers and dryers in the school so folks that don't have the means to wash their clothes, because that's one basic thing that's very important when it comes to learning. You want to come to school with clean clothes, because you have clean clothes, you smell good, you look good, you feel good. And those are some things that we take for granted that people don't have. And so we implemented those things. I'm proud of the food pantry that we implemented. We had the first full-service food pantry in our region. We had two homeless shelters for children. You know what I mean? We were able to bring partners to the table that probably wouldn't have never came to the table. We've done so much in such a short time. And, you know, I was able to have inspired some younger people behind me to want to run for school board. And that was another reason why I moved to the side. I'm like, hey, I spent 10 years here making a change. It's time for some new ideas to come. And so I humbly stepped aside and said, hey, I'm going to support these folks behind me to run for school board. And I did that. And so they're in position now, and now I'm moving on. So that's just how it is. Sometimes you have to know that the work is done and it's time for somebody else to do some work. And so that's the space that I'm in, that's the place that I'm in, and that's the spirit that I leave. And I'm very proud of what we were able to accomplish in the Jenny School District.
And, you know, I love that, because you said another key of component, that when it's your service that you're giving, you said that you did it voluntarily. The other thing I noticed that you said that in the time that you were going out, you made sure those that were to come into position have what they need. How often do we find that people just get ready to move on? They don't care if the next group has what they need. But to me, top leadership always provides what is needed, not just for when they're there, but for a projection of a hand. Because we have leaders behind us. Our children in school have to learn in school, but they're learning for lifelong, and they're doing things that need to be done so that they can help someone move. So I thank you for that. Yes. Before we let you go, I want to just say to you, we're so proud of you and the work that you're doing. We are praying for you and your family, and also just the work that is needed in our community. It is so wonderful to hear and understand that collaborations and working in the community means being concerned. I think anybody that serves in a community that is not concerned about people, it's a red flag, as you would say, because we can move all the tools, everything, but if our heart isn't conditioned to really care, it means nothing. So I honor you on the work that you are doing. Now, can you update us on any upcoming things that you may have that you want to let the community know about, that they will be informed? And also, we'd like for you to give your information on how to connect with you so that they will be able to give that information out.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you said that, because I just confirmed an event that I am doing. I'm doing a community event Saturday, April 30th. It will be at the Dellwood Skating Ring. I'm putting on a free community skate party. It's called Rolling with Wilson. And so we're going to be doing voter registration. We're going to have free food and snacks and drinks for the kids and families. And also folks get an opportunity to meet myself and ask questions about the campaign and how they can get involved and all those different things. And the biggest thing is just making sure that we remain accessible to the community. And so, you know, having events like this gives us an opportunity not only just to have some fun and show some community spirit, but also to get informed. We haven't confirmed, but I am in the talks with having someone, a medical professional, on site giving free at-home COVID tests and on-site vaccinations as well. And so that would be confirmed. So just be looking out for that on social media. Everyone can reach me on all social media platforms. It's Terry Wilson on every platform. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. You can email me at terry@voteforterrywilson.com. My website is www.voteforterrywilson.com. And that's it. You can catch me anywhere. I'm not hard to find. Very accessible. Shoot me a DM, at me on any of these social media platforms, and I'll definitely get back with you as well. So that's where you can find me. And I really appreciate you having me on. It's been a blessing. Mm-hmm. Hope to come back soon. I enjoyed Dr. Casey. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed you. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the spiritual music. Before we got started, the show is just excellent. I say keep it going. I'm proud of you. I'll be praying for you and your family, and hope that God will continue to keep you healthy and continue to bless you abundantly. I am so happy to be your friend and your brother, and I thank you. Likewise. I'm grateful.
Well, know how we feel about you. We feel the same way. We're so thankful and so excited for the work that you're doing, and I say the same thing to you. Continue on in the work that you're doing. I love your humble attitude. You're always the same, man. No matter how many years have gone by, we are still the same as the day we met, and that's a lot about character, because if people progress on, they will change on you. And sometimes it's not the most pleasant. We know it was not the most pleasant thing at times, but because we have a mindset to know we have to stay community connected, you know, we have to learn even the more to stay the same way with the heart. And so I thank you and honor you. Give your wife and family our love. We appreciate you. And we're looking forward to hearing great things. And April 30th, everyone, make sure that you connect with Terry Wilson for the event that he's had coming up. You want to know about what he's about. You want to know what he offers. Here's your opportunity to come out and support and be able to connect with him. He's on all social media platforms, so therefore you can go ahead and contact him that way as well. We want to thank you again for being on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. We're excited you were here and looking forward to keeping in contact with you. Well, listen, St. Louis, abroad, and everyone around the world, we say thank you for tuning in on today's podcast. We have been overjoyed with all of the information that we have received. I do want to give some information that Dr. Casey was not able to give during the time. I want to share with you her contact information. I have an email, not email, but a website address of www.ungunninstitute.com. That is www.ungunninstitute.com that you can contact Ungun Institute for more information. I am so glad, but I want to celebrate some people on today. If this is your birthday month, we celebrate you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We say happy birth. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe it's your anniversary. We'd like to send a shout out to none other than our brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Timothy and Maureen. God bless you on today and your anniversary that is past. We want to say a happy anniversary and birthday to all of you that are celebrating in the month of March. Maybe you've got a new job, had a new baby. Maybe you're starting a business. We want you to know that we are excited for you. On the other end of the spectrum, we know so much is going on. There are people that have loved ones that are passing. There's a lot going on with affliction and people that are just trying to make it. We want you to know here, and just for you and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. It is important to understand how effective and important prayer is. We also want you to know that there are times we all stand in need. No one is immune from having a problem or having a need. And we want you to know there are resources just for you. These resources we're giving that are easy to get in contact with, that is United Way. In the St. Louis area, you can dial 211, or you can go online and look up United Way. They have a various array of services and referrals for you and what you need. We also have in our area the United Way, and we also have Urban League St. Louis. They have 55 programs and a resource of all kinds of referrals and all kinds of opportunities for you to as well serve and as well as be served. So we want you to look into finding out more about them at Urban League, and that is ulstl.com. We want to celebrate and let you know about all of the pastors and those that are serving week after week. We celebrate you on today. We're praying for you. We know pastoring is not an easy job. It is a continual work. And we want you to know that we are praying for you and all that are associated with the fivefold ministry or any part of ministry that you have. It is not just the pulpit that you're called to serve. It is the people we are called to serve. If we keep that in mind, position won't overpower the work. I'll say it again. If we keep in mind to serve the people, then the titles and the positions won't overtake us. So with that being said, we're grateful that you took time out of your schedule to listen to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Before we go out, we always pray. I want you to know if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Facebook at Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on LinkedIn by the same name. On Instagram, it's HisBlessedGirl7. That's HisBlessedGirl7. You can reach me there. And if you have a community announcement you'd like for me to read and to share, you can send that to me via Instagram or via Facebook. We'll get that information, and we would love to share it with the community. If there are no other things, and I don't see anything left on my list for today, oh, but I do, I can't get off of here without sharing every Friday for our Elation Radio family. We have something called From Ashes to Beauty. And From Ashes to Beauty is going to be at 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Clubhouse. We call it, under the direction of our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, Kimmy Kim. She will be our speaker on this Friday. We want you to tune in and meet us at the club. It has been phenomenal these past weeks, and we want you to share that with all of your friends. You can join our group by going to Clubhouse, download the app, connect to From Ashes to Beauty, and you will get all the updates of what we're going on and who the speakers will be for that upcoming week. Please join us this week, and we would love for you to join us at the club. with our very own Kim Robinson. We love you so very, very much and appreciate all that you are and all that you are doing. Besides that, we want you to continually lift up families, lift up your community. We're going into prayer, and thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for so much that you've done on today. Thank you that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that you open doors and you close doors. You give us strength in our weakest hour. You heal and you yet still deliver. Most of all, you save. Father, if there's someone listening under the sound of my voice and they want to be drawn closer to you, we ask that you draw them, oh God, and that they will give their lives to you. Perhaps someone says, I just need more strength. Would you strengthen on today, oh God? We thank you for being who you are and what you've done and what you're about to do. We need you. We can't make it without you. So we ask that you cover our communities, cover our churches, cover our families, oh God. Keep us unified and strong and help us to love one another. Help us even to pray for our enemies, oh God, the ones that us, talk about us, hurt us, cut us, whatever the case may be, that we walk in love unfeigned, that we learn how to love unconditionally, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will meet the needs of every person listening, that you will be what they need you to be, the great I am. And we thank you for being I am in our lives. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for being omnipotent and your omniscience. And we thank you for being ever present in all of our lives, God. You have done more than we could ever imagine. We ask that you will lead, guide, and direct us. Whatever it is we're called to do, put your super on top of our natural that we may please you and serve as you would ordain us all to do. And thank you for the opportunity to serve. Now have your divine will and way in all of our lives, and we will give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Forgive us all of our sins and give us hearts to forgive others, that you may be glorified and lifted up, and we will thank you forevermore. We're appreciative of you and all that you're doing in and through our lives. Now, angels, we assign you to take over and to do what is necessary in and through our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for my home. I pray for me and my husband, our home, our life, our children, our spiritual children, all connected to us and all that you're giving everyone to do. We say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank you so much for listening in to the Just For You podcast. Please join us next Wednesday if the Lord says the same. And it will be at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that would be 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It has been a pleasure to serve you. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast. God bless you. Hallelujah.